Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hey, welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. My goodness, have we got a show for you today. I'm very excited about it. We've got Chrissy in the house. Hello there, Chrissy.
Hey, Michelle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, dear. Okay, well, it's things are going really good. I've gotten a lot of people emailing me with questions about some of the topics that I've been talking about and some previous shows that I've been doing. And so what I've decided to do is open up the last part of the show, the last segment of the show, to answering those questions. Now, if you have questions and you want for me to answer them on air, you're going to have to email me right now, if you will, please. This is what people are doing at M as in Mary, B as in Boy, that's my initials, Michelle Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. Now, I am on Facebook, and you can post something on Facebook if you would like to. However, I do have to admit that I am not the most, I'm not the savviest person when it comes to social media right now. I am learning, so please bear with me. So you can get those questions to me by going to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Or if you want to, you can call in to this show, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. All righty, let's get this show going. Let's get on the road here. Let's start off with our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, this philosophy tip of the day comes from Paramahansa Yogananda, and it's about courage. And he says here, do not take life's experiences too seriously. Above all, do not let them hurt you, for in reality, they are nothing but dream experiences. Play your part in life, but never forget it is only a role. If circumstances are bad and you have to bear them, do not make them part of yourself. What you lose in the world will not be a loss to your soul. Trust in God and destroy fear, which paralyzes all efforts to succeed and attracts the very thing you fear. All nature will commune with you when you are in tune with God. Realization of this truth will make you master of your destiny. So it's very interesting. I pulled this card today because on our last show, actually, we were talking about people being afraid that they were going to get the flu during the flu season. And sure enough, everybody who was afraid that they were going to get the flu ended up getting the flu. And people who weren't afraid of getting the flu actually didn't get the flu. So you do need to be careful about what you put your feelings on intensely, because that's what you're going to attract in your life. And fear is a pretty intense feeling. So that is the reason why when you are afraid of something, that's exactly what you attract to yourself. So let's watch our thoughts and know that our higher powers are looking out for us. Everything happens for a reason. And the fear is, what is it? It's actually false evidence appearing real. So we shouldn't give it so much power. Okay. We have got a very interesting man on our show today. His name is Stephen Lewis. And he has been working in the health-related field for decades. He actually has degrees in the healing arts, such as in chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, oriental medicine, and more. And he's been extensively studying quantum mechanics and other extensive studies in the healing arts. This man is just very well educated and very well versed. He's also the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing and co-author of the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. Welcome, Stephen. How are you?
I am fine, Michelle, and thank you for having me on your program.
Great. I'm really excited to have you here. Now, I've got to ask you, why holistic health instead of allopathic medicine? What made you go down that route?
Oh, my God, Michelle. You started off with such a long answer, and I'll make it short. I grew up, I was a bit of a prodigy. Mm-hmm. And from the time I was as small as I can think of, I was told, son, do what you got to do quickly. We don't live very long, which is not exactly the best parenting possible. But when someone tells you this over and over, you either roll over and say the hell with it, or you go, let's see about that. Now, I understood from all my family, nobody lived very long, it was true, that there was nothing in medicine for them. And I began to wonder about something, and I've written about it extensively now. What is this thing called healing? It was just that question. So what is healing? I know what healing is. When I cut my finger, I can watch it heal. But in a greater sense, what is healing? Now, that's where it began. My field is really, I have healing arts degrees, it's true, but my field really is quantum mechanics. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a time that was favorable for all that, because people like Niels Bohr, David Bohm, so many others, Einstein, were dealing with what is life, what is reality, what are we made of, what creates life for better and for worse, what's it all about, and I was guided in that direction from my earliest memory. And I'm still being guided. I don't expect it to ever change. I'm still, hopefully someday I'll grow up, but until then, I'm doing what I do.
Well, you must love what you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it, right?
Yeah, as probably our mutual friend Wayne Dyer would say, it is my absolute passion. And to make it even better, it's a passion wherein I'm able to help people, and there are so many thousands who have said thank you that I'm very blessed. I'm just a lucky guy, when you can work in what is your passion and help people by doing that, you got it all. And that defines me, I think.
Yeah, it does. So what is the AIM program? What is that?
The AIM program is a spiritual technology. Now, that almost sounds like a contradiction, but it is mm-hmm. not. Because the question is, again, what is this thing called healing? And I wanted to know what the technology was in healing. And I wanted to know what spirituality was also. I had no idea. But I found that fundamentally, all the laws of life are one and the same. All that changes is the vocabulary. I mean, 5,000 years ago, let's go to the present. Right now, my work is to a great extent work in the holographic realm. It's using the holographic principle, your hologram, to help you heal yourself. That's what the AIM program is. Because only you can heal you. I can heal anything in the world, frankly, Michelle. But mm-hmm. the problem is I only do it for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Me. I can't heal anything in you. But you can heal anything. And that's a holographic principle. Now, I'm just jumping around, but that hologram, is that any different than Buddha saying, 5,000 years ago about being in the oneness. Isn't being in the oneness the holographic principle? We are all connected to each other. We are all one thing. And everyone
yes,
connected to everyone else.
But what is a hologram for the people who don't know? What is a hologram? Can you tell us that in a few sentences?
Well, yeah, I won't talk about running light to a laser to a light, but basically the holographic principle states that anything that is unique to something, to you, contains every bit of information about you. Everything about you is contained in your a lock of your hair and a drop of your blood or saliva or urine or whatever. But, you know, it need not contain your DNA. What I have found, and I'm not the author of all that, is that DNA is just something that tags along. It's the last thing. What creates you and what is your hologram is an extension of your intention. And so that is why there's obviously no DNA in your photograph, right?
Right. But
that's why your picture, your photograph, it can be and is you holographically if you intend it to be so. And that sounds strange, but, you know, think of something like, say, the Shroud of Turin, which obviously did not contain any DNA of Jesus Christ. And yet it's an object of reverence as if it did contain his DNA because it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was an extension of him. Holographically, energetically, it was him. Your photograph is you energetically.
But only if you have the intention that it's you.
Say that again. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Only if you have the intention that is a replica of you.
That is correct. I mean, you know, a little anecdote you might enjoy. I was one time when I was at Wayne's house, he said to me, "Hey, Steve, I've got my picture in the DMV." I said, "So?" And he said, "Well, how come it's not doing anything?" I said, "Wayne, it's just a picture. What do you want it to do?" And he said, "I'm confused." I said, "Look, if you went to Home Depot, you saw a stack of wood, and there's a chainsaw, you know, a few feet away, would you say, why is that saw not cutting that stack of wood?" The answer is, it's just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
The big show, what makes it happen is you and the power of your intention. If you intend to have that saw cut that wood, you'll cut that wood. And he wrote a book called The Power of Intention.
Well, that's very interesting. We have to take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll hear more about this intention and holograms. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing Amongst Us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com. Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we've got Stephen Lewis here, developer of the AIM program of energetic bouncing and co-author of Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. And we're talking about health and healing. Now, Stephen, of all the modalities and degrees in the healing arts, which ones were the most important to you and your work?
Well, a modality... I use a great deal of the knowledge I've gained from studying and from being homeopathy. I use a great deal of what I've learned from acupuncture. What it comes down to is the energetic modalities, and both of them were what I've used in my work. Michelle, there are so many. The entire concept of radionics I used in my work. I would say that's a beginning. I stand on a lot of huge, broad shoulders, giants who preceded me.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever have to repay all my debts, I'll be a busy guy.
Yeah, I know that feeling. So at what point did you find out that or know that spirituality and consciousness were key components to this element of healing?
Well, spirituality is consciousness and mm-hmm. vice versa. At what point did I find that out? I don't know. I think that's a continuum and a matter of degree. I think I'm still finding that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the case for most of us. The reality is that, first of all, to me, consciousness is the degree to which you perceive your connection to everything and anything in the entire universe. And the greater that consciousness, the more of that connection you perceive, the more conscious you are. Now, that is a fundamentally spiritual statement. I think someone who we call quantumly is quantumly conscious, perceives his connection to everything in the entire universe. I ain't there yet. I'm a work in process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As are my friends. But that is why consciousness is spirituality. It's that concept of being, a process, perceiving your connection to everything. So, I don't know. Gee, I'm still learning it. How about you? Maybe I should interview you.
No, I interview you.
No, but you see what I mean? No, isn't that our life process? Isn't that our life goal, to perceive our connection to everything and anything? I mean,
yes.
That is what defines whether it's Buddha's oneness, or when Christ said, "What you do to the least of mine, you do to me." That is consciousness, and that is spirituality. And There is no real distinction in my mind.
Yeah, there's no separation. So,
yeah.
All right, what's the difference between life force and consciousness?
Life force is a concept that, it's a phrase I use in my work to, on an artificial scale that I created from 0 to 100, to indicate your capacity to heal yourself.
Okay.
Indicate the strength of your immune system, if you will. As such, I see life force as almost a physical entity. It's just that it's one that is in the implicit world rather than explicit. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Any more than you can see electricity, but you sure know when the light goes on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so life force then is more related to your physical body, and your consciousness is more related to your mind?
No, it's not your mind. Everything is related to everything, but it is a realm. It is a reality, but you can't put a needle in and draw it off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't with blood or lymphatics, etc. But it is nonetheless absolutely real. Now, this is, again, not a contradiction in many areas of the world, because the entire realm of Oriental medicine, which is certainly a huge area and entails huge parts of the world, they perceive life force as being just that. They call it perhaps chi, or they call it prana. I choose to speak of this in my native tongue because, you know, I'm American. So rather than using a foreign phrase, I call it just what I see it to be, life force, that which you need to heal.
Okay. You're the physical body then. Okay. And so consciousness is kind of out there in the ethers. And it's what your brain uses. Your brain's like the radio for the consciousness, and the consciousness would be the radio wave.
Yeah, well, your brain is just part of you. It's a switchboard. But it's no less or no more a part of you than anything else. I mean, in your background, I have to assume you're familiar with both the chakras. And the acupuncture channels. And you can't see these chakras, but you know they're there.
Right.
You can't see an acupuncture meridian, but you know it's there. As opposed to, say, a blood vessel, which you can see. But I mean, do you doubt there are energy pathways in your body?
I don't, but people do.
Well, yeah, of course, that's quite true. But that's really just a function of what they're taught. If they were taught that there were energy pathways and you can't see the energy, and they're taught that from the time they were little children, they believed that. So, you know, I'm not suggesting everybody go take courses in Oriental healing, be it acupuncture or Ayurvedic medicine or homeopathy for that matter, which is not Oriental. But most of the world, including here in the Western world, believe there is something that I call life force. What people call it may vary. But most of us believe there is something that is a force, a power within us, that has to do with our capacity to heal ourselves or to succumb to things. I spent many years with so many patients, and I think everyone believes it.
So what we're talking about basically is energy and energy healing. And allopathic medicine doesn't really embrace energy or energy healing. They seem to function mostly in the on the physical plane, the physical
body. Well, it doesn't embrace it. There's no course in it. But, you know, I don't think I've – I know thousands of MDs, physicians, and I don't think I've ever met one who doesn't believe there is such a thing called energy, and that the most salient, the most important factor in whether you make it or you don't, in your well-being or your ill-being, is your capacity to heal yourself. I would tend to think the reality of medicine is all medicine can do in most situations, and I'm not talking about trauma, that's different, but insofar as disease is concerned, it's keep someone alive long enough to let them heal themselves. And every physician knows that's the most important thing about his patient. It's the difference between someone who is supposed to be terminally ill and has a week or 2 weeks to live, who ends up 2 years later playing tennis, and someone who goes in to have a wart removed and never recovers.
So that's interesting. We have to take another quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about with Stephen about the energy healing and his AIM program. So if you've got a question, though, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1. 5 days to change your life. In Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking to Stephen Lewis about energy healing today. So, Stephen, how does your work differ from other forms of energy balancing?
Well, I would say the most significant difference is it's relentless. You never get a break.
Yeah.
It is 24/7, and both collectively and individually, it continues and persists as long as it must. If you need to heal something, the AIM program will compel you to focus on it. And that's an important distinction, Michelle, because you heal yourself. Only you can heal you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that, of course, gives rise to the question, so what do healers do for a living? And the answer is very simply, they change your consciousness. And so that your consciousness is such that you are more readily able to heal yourself. But the AIM program forces you to focus on specifically whatever you need to heal. And you will determine that, and you do determine that, because only you really know. I can look and perhaps make a guesstimate, but you know exactly what you need to heal and in what order and when. And you will continue to focus, continue to heal whatever you need to, and until you have healed that thing, and then you'll move on and move on and move on. Until you end up being basically the first in the history of your family to have no family history, because no negative family history, because you will have healed everything about yourself. And to me, when I said family, that's the most important thing about you in terms of well-being, is what you brought with you, which you can call karmic, or you can call hereditary, depends upon just how new age you want to be. But we all know what we mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
It's rotten in families.
Right. Right, yes, I do. So now tell us about your book that you co-authored here, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. So what is that all about?
Well, it's called a novel, but it isn't really. But you know, I spent many years in practice in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of collection of things that occurred in the process of developing the AIM program. And most of it is before I instituted the AIM program. I used the same technology, but it was one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
One doctor, me, and one patient, whoever that may be. Now, it was somewhat effective. I think that's attested to by the fact that I worked too much, as it is at that time, as it was. I was working over 5 days a week, and I had a 3.5-year waiting list for a new patient, which is insane. I mean, it's literally bizarre. And you could all, I didn't speak publicly. I didn't lecture. I didn't do anything to promote anything. You couldn't get in without a personal referral that was verified. It was still 3.5 years. Every time I read in Variety about somebody signed to do a new picture for $20 million, I said, I'm doubling my fees. And when my office told patients the fees have doubled, they went, why are you telling me? Tell my agent. Because most of the people I saw were from the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I realized this is not what I'm destined to do. This is not something just for that industry, for the very affluent. And that's how I decided to open up the AIM program, which it turns out is far more effective than me one-on-one for the obvious reason. The AIM program compels you to choose what you need to heal when. What's most important for you to heal right now? What's next? Whereas you know exactly what there is about you, you must heal. Now, I'm on the outside scratching, trying to look in. And I may see a great deal, but I'll miss some things without a doubt, always. So I'm not inside. You are. And so you will be far more accurate than I would have been looking, using my evaluation technique, looking in, trying to figure out what's next and what's next and what's next. But that's, I don't even remember what the question was now, but
about your book. So the thing
book.
I thought was, yeah,
that's
that was
when
very...
I wrote the book. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The book
was an attempt to explain this process to people who didn't know anything about it, because nobody did, since it was, I never promoted or publicized anything. So I wrote it down in this book, and by God, the book took on its own life. I mean, you know, it's sold so many copies, and I'm amazed.
Well, the thing I found fascinating in the book was when you left your practice in Los Angeles and you went into the desert to do more research and everything. And so why did you choose the desert to go into? Why not somewhere else?
Because nobody lived there. You have to understand. Most important thing to me was and still is my wireless search. That's what I do. I'm a nerd. Now, with all the work I did, when I came home from work, this is my little place, I'm just overlooking the ocean, there'd be 10 people sitting there. Hi, how you doing? It would be whether it was Jim Brolin or Axl Rose or someone, whomever. They were all sitting there. Hi, Steve. My God, I had no time for anything. And if you've lived in L.A., you have, it's a public that's very, very voracious. They'll take all they can. And I had no time for my research. And so I decided I will make time. I'll go someplace where nobody can find me. Although one of my patients, who later became a co-founder of the AIM program, Evan, managed to find me. I gave him some hints, and that's in that book also.
Yeah, it's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, I used some feng shui hints. But I went there because I had my research demanded it. But then something happened in the world And I decided I no longer had the freedom to isolate myself. I've always had guides, and I've paid attention to those guides. It's a feeling I get, and I've never been wrong in following that feeling. I've been wrong many times saying, no, I'm not going to do that, and going against that feeling. But it's always been correct. And my guides basically told me it's time to circulate this, to give this, make this available. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing. That was the purpose of the book, and it's the purpose of this interview right here now. What we are doing here now is fundamentally we are messengers. And I'm delivering a message. Now, once I do that, Michelle, I can move on and deliver it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But once all that is important to me is that I relay that message.
That's
what
good.
Happens then is up to you.
Well, Stephen, we've got to take another quick break. So it's been great having you on the show. I want to thank you so much. And I want to tell the listeners how to get a hold of you. And that would be if they would go to your website, www.aimprogram.com. That's AIM program.com. We've enjoyed having you. Thank you so much for being here, Stephen, with us and explaining to us about the path to consciousness and energy healing. So everybody stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to be answering the questions that you emailed me about some nutritional conversations that I had on previous shows. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, now comes the question and answer period of the show. So I had people emailing me questions regarding soy, actually, because I talked about it on a couple of shows. And people are still kind of confused because it's all in the health news that it's good for you. And so there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's my goal to kind of break through the misinformation and get to the truth of the matter. So one of the questions that somebody asked was about fermented soy, because I talked about how soy has a lot of anti-nutrients in it, and especially if the soy product that you are consuming is not fermented. So the fermentation process does take a lot of these anti-nutrients out of the soy. However, it makes the isoflavonoids, which are actually the plant estrogens, more absorbable by the body. So whereas you might not be getting the anti-nutrients that I mentioned, which I will review, you are getting more estrogen. And this can lead to estrogen imbalances, which disrupts your hormones. And this is evident not only in females, but also in males. So, and also the estrogens do wreak havoc on the thyroid system, especially the thyroid itself. So that is why I really don't recommend any kind of soy, even fermented soy. And some of the fermented soy that people talk about are miso, soy sauce, tempeh, and natto. And the other thing issue is if you're not getting the fermented soy from, say, Asia, where they do go through a long fermenting process, if you're getting it here in the United States, the fermenting process is not long enough. They don't ferment long enough because they're trying to mass produce the product, get it out onto market faster. And so it doesn't really have time to ferment as much as it would in the Asian countries, and therefore you're really still getting some of the anti-nutrients. So some of the anti-nutrients in soy are saponins, trypsin inhibitors, lectins. Saponins are actually what they are. That's like soap, you know, soap in your mouth. Phytates, which are all naturally occurring growth depressing factors. So they do prevent you from being able to grow, like if you're an animal eating it, or if you're a child or an infant. And they also don't help adults either, because we remake ourselves. And so we need to be able to have foods that support us in the ability to remake ourselves, even as adults, and so they don't. So I would avoid getting soy altogether. The other thing is that there's a lot of information out there that soy is really good for women who are going through menopause or perimenopause, because it helps them, because when we go through the change, the life change, we are actually becoming more testosterone dominant than estrogen. And so we're losing estrogen. And so a lot of people think that when we lose estrogen, that our skin gets wrinkly and dried up. We lose hair and we just lose energy and lose a lot of vitality. And this doesn't have to necessarily be the way it is, because menopause and perimenopause are not diseases. They are stations in life. They're part of phases that we go through. It's just kind of like when we went through puberty, except it's just kind of the same thing in reverse. So it's a natural process, and we just need to let it happen. But as we are letting it happen, there are some side effects that come out of that aren't really desirable, like you might be more tired, you might be more stressed out, you might be more irritable, and you might become anxious, you might lose hair, you might have some weight gain, these types of things. But this does not necessarily have to happen to you when you're going through your life changes. By using the proper nutrition and supplementation and herbs, you can actually minimize to even avoid a lot of these symptoms. And you do not need to go to soy. Now, the doctors were recommending soy for people going through this because of the estrogens. They figured, well, that'll balance out the hormones, but actually it doesn't. Your body's trying to get rid of the estrogens, and here you are putting more estrogens in. So what happens is you become estrogen dominant, and this can cause cancers. And the doctors then realized this, and they started cutting back on recommending soy to everybody. So they were saying it would be good for the women, except for women who had cancers that were of the breast that were caused from estrogen, or if any woman in your family had cancers caused by estrogen dominance. So they reneged on that. They pulled back on that. But I say, it was never meant to be a food product. So to avoid getting all the anti-nutrients, to avoid having your hormones disrupted and the effects on the endocrine system, especially your thyroid, I would advise people just to stay away from it altogether, because there's so many other choices of foods out there that you can have, whether you're vegetarian or vegan or you're not, that are more healthy and don't have all these other side effects. If you're a vegan, you've got beans and rice, okay? Even vegetarians have the same thing. So get your protein from other legumes and eggs and cheese and fish, unless you're a vegan. But then also, if you're not a vegetarian, you can also get your protein from organic grass-fed meat products. And they do need to be organic, and they do need to be grass-fed. So you're not getting hormones and antibiotics that can also cause a problem. So I hope this answers those questions that you all had regarding the soy with the menopause, and then the difference in the fermentation soy versus non-fermentated soy. The other issue I want to talk about is, again, getting back to the vegetarianism and vegetarians thinking that soy is an excellent protein source, which it really is not. It does, however, contain the essential amino acids, but it doesn't mean that it contains a complete and balanced ratio of the essential amino acids. What this means then is that it probably is not as absorbable as a protein as, say, some of the other beans and rice or protein sources, eggs and cheese and meat. So they have different systems who analyze when they set up how absorbable a protein is. And there's a biological value, the relative PER value, the net protein ratio, and the relative net protein ratio that say in the order of protein absorbability, whey, whole egg, egg white, casein, and then lastly, soy protein. So you want to be focusing in more of those sources for your protein source versus the soy. I want to thank you all for listening to the Michelle Bond Show. For more information about the show or to see how I can help you live your life full out by balancing your mind, body, spirit, and environment through easy-to-implement nutritional and wellness modalities, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com, or you can call 888-713-5331. Also, one of my specialties is helping women with perimenopause and menopausal symptoms as well as PMS. So if you're suffering from these issues and you would like to have some suggestions on ways to ease yourself through the process without the use of antidepressants and estrogen creams and hormone replacement therapy, you might want to contact me. Again, that's Michelle at themichellebondshow.com. 888-713-5331. I want to thank you all again for listening. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Y'all have a prosperous week, and I'll see you back here next week. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.